Hello, everybody from Blind Cool Tech and Blind Crafts. It's Tiffany Black, and I am here with a very hot little cup of melted lip balm base in front of me. You can actually use this base that I got from brambleberry.com. You can use it for lip balm base, or you can use it for solid lotion base, which, by the way, I've tried with the roll-on applicators they have, and I'm not entirely impressed. I think that next time I will use the either the just the lip balm tubes for my perfumes, or I'll use those butter pot things, but not the roll-ons again, I don't think. Just because when the stuff solidifies, it's like lip balm, and it doesn't move down the tube and onto the applicator all that well. Now, lip balm is actually pretty easy to make. So, and like I was saying, the only difference between lip balm and solid perfume is lip balm you put flavored oil in. Perfume you put scented oil in, and you don't want to mix the two up. I suppose it wouldn't be so bad if you put lip balm where you're supposed to put perfume, but I don't think you'd want to put perfume on your lips. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. So, I have here very hot. This stuff, by the way, takes forever to melt. But when it does melt, it stays melted for long enough to actually do what I have to do. So I'm just kind of stirring it up a little bit because I've had it sitting here for a minute. Okay, when it comes in the container, it's kind of, you know what it feels like to me is, you know, if you leave popcorn out for about 12 hours, how the butter kind of solidifies, it feels about like that kind of texture. And it takes forever to melt. I did 2 ounces here, and it took about 3 minutes in the microwave. Yeah, so I have here some apple scented or apple flavored oil. You don't need a lot of oil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 drops is probably about all you'll ever need. Ooh, that smells good. It smells like those powdered apple cider packets. I can't think who makes them, but yeah. Anyway, so mix this up a little bit again. Now, if you don't want to actually make something like a lipstick, leave it uncolored. This I'm going to color green, though, because my mom likes green. But it will actually act as a lipstick when I do this, so I've told Mom, I'm going to make you some lip balm. It's green, so just be aware this is going to, you know, color your lips until you wipe it off. Okay, now I'm going to put in a little bit of stevia because these lip flavors are not only strong, but they're a little bit bitter. So I've got my stevia. And I'm just going to put in a tiny, tiny little bit. It's like a pinch. Or a 32nd of a teaspoon, I believe. This is actually the measurement. And that's just to kind of sweeten it up a little bit. And I'll kind of stir that. And now, and you don't need a whole lot of color either, just the tiniest little bit. I made some was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago? I made it burgundy colored with root beer flavor. And I just put the tiniest little pinch in, and it made a very strong burgundy. So I'm just going to put even less of a pinch of this green mica in here. Incidentally, if you intend to sell these for labeling, be sure to look at the website on Brambleberry. They actually list what you're supposed to put on the label. Okay, there's just a teeny, teeny, teeny. I think it's probably about like a 64th of a teaspoon, if that much, of color that I'm putting in. There, seal my bag back up. Last thing we need is a bunch of powdered green color flying all over my room. Okay, so I'll stir this one last time. I'm just using a little tiny, it was actually once a votive candle holder. But I just needed something that I could heat small amounts of lip butter base in. So here it is. And I'm just using a coffee stirrer for, although I could actually be using my pipette. But I'm not going to because I just don't wanna. All right. Anyhow, I'm gonna just find out how. Oh yeah, it tastes just about right. I just put a little bit of stir on my tongue since I'm gonna be throwing the stirrer out anyhow just now. It tastes nice. Tastes like apple cider. Okay, so now I have regular old like chapstick tubes that I bought. And somewhere up here there is a pipette. There it is. Pipette is going to be very useful. Basically, it's just an eyedropper with a very long tube on it. I actually tried once using a funnel and actually pouring the base in, and I decided that the funnel was not the way to go because that was extremely messy. And I was afraid that the base was going to clog up and, kind of starts cooling off and solidifying inside the pipette and clog it. But surprisingly enough, at the heat it ends up getting when it melts, it takes so long to cool that I think I've only clogged a pipette twice. And that was when I was getting way, way, way down at the bottom. And it was cooling off faster because there was less of it. So, really, the pipette is the best way to go here. So, I'm going to get out tube. I think this holds a third of an ounce, which I think is about 3 squirts. This is the kind that has the twisty bottom and the little stick that goes up the middle. So, we're going to draw out one pipette full, which is about a 3/4 of a teaspoon. Squirt it in. Now, this will probably leak out a little bit around the bottom, although it's not today on this one anyway. By the way, this stuff is a pain if you get it on your fingers. You really need like dish soap to get it off. And be sure to do this while the butter is still hot, because otherwise it'll clog up your pipette. And that's a pain to deal with. All right. So there is tube number one filled. Still very hot. I'm going to cap it off. Caps come in a separate little baggie. And a little bit is dribbling down the side, so I'm going to wash these all off. Actually, the trick is to let the stuff that dribbles out solidify and then just wipe it off. Okay, so there's one finished, and I'm probably going to be able to make about six. So, anyhow, yeah, we are due to have very hot weather this weekend. We're supposed to hit 100 to 110, and right now it's a good hot 91 degrees outside. I'm very glad that I don't have an outdoor job today, although sometimes I think it would be fun. Although, actually, the only times I like to really be outdoors anymore is spring and autumn. And not too early in the spring and not too late in the autumn. There. Although I do enjoy going out when it's cool enough in the evenings or in the mornings to visit with my roses and all the other critters I'm starting to grow. I guess they're not really critters if they're plants, are they? I've actually spanned it a bit. I'm not doing just roses anymore. I've got butterfly bushes and sage and lavender, and actually I'm starting to dry some sage for putting sage leaves into soap. So I am going to next time record a podcast on what do you call that stuff? Shower gel. Sorry, I'm having an absent-minded day today. I didn't sleep very well last night because I had the fan on to cool the room off today a little bit. And it was just loud. Okay, so anyway, enough about my hot bedroom. Okay, so I'm going to make shower gel next time. And it's going to be a bit of an adventure because I'm going to be doing it for the first time ever. Usually I do these things once, but I've decided, hey, you know, it might be kind of fun to actually do it for the first time on the podcast and, you know, show you guys what a complete goofball I can be the first time around. I think I actually tried to do that one time with something, and I had a technical problem. I don't remember what exactly happened with that. So anyways, next time will be shower gel. And if any of you have an interesting craft that you do, anything, knit, crochet, woodworking. Actually, I'm trying to catch up with somebody on a woodworking podcast. But yeah, anything interesting that you do, I would be interested in hearing from you. I would love MP3 files. Just tell me basically how you got started, and what you do to make it easier for you as a blind person, and you know, maybe a couple tips and tricks, or maybe show us, you know, demonstrate doing one thing or so. I would be really thrilled to hear from you all. Yeah. So I think that will about do it for me today, because I've run out of things to say. So have a good day, everybody, and I will be talking to you next time. Oh, I know one more thing I can tell you about. I was looking up information on micas and pigments and oxides and things today to make sure I knew what I was talking about with my colors. And I came across the coolest thing. For people who don't want to mess with counting drops for colors, I might actually do this on a podcast one of these days. You can make color chips. And basically what you do is you mix your powder color, although I don't see why you couldn't do this with liquid color. You mix it with a little bit of clear soap base, and you just make slabs, and then you cut off however much of a slab you want for whatever you're making, you know, to make it whatever shade you want to make it. So, little nifty thing that I came across, and eventually I think I will perhaps do a podcast on it, but little cool idea. If you want the instructions, they're on brambleberry.com. Whoops. Hey. There. So, my contact information is Skype, Tiff L. Black, and email and MSN are both tifflblack@earthlink.net. Well, thanks for listening, and have a good day, and I will talk to everybody probably, well, I don't know. next week, maybe? I expect. Have a good day.